UFO News March 24, 2020. In case you don't know who I'm talking about, Luis Elizondo used to be the head of a federal program known as the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, also known as ATIP. He is now part of the To the Stars Academy, an organization formed by Tom DeLonge, a guitarist for the band Blink-182. Its purpose is to get the government to release data on UFOs, and so far, it has been responsible for the release of the UFO video from the carrier Nimitz in the early 21st century. Some people are now claiming Mr. Elizondo never worked for ATIP. I don't know how the ones that are claiming this feel about what I'm about to say, but there are some people I heard say they believed Mr. Elizondo was a plant to put out disinformation. I personally don't believe this, and I haven't seen any evidence to indicate any of this is true. The only thing I have seen is results in outing the Nimitz event. Ever since a woman astronaut said she believed there were aliens already on Earth that were invisible, many people have come forward to agree with her. I am very curious to know how one could believe these invisible aliens exist in the first place. If they are invisible, did anybody see them? Well, the answer to this question depends on what you believe invisibility is. Do you think it means complete undetectability, or do you think it could mean they have disguised themselves? A while back there was a story about a woman on the New York subway. You might have read about it in one of my articles. The woman claimed she was on the subway and just happened to be looking at a man reading his newspaper when suddenly the man seemed to blink out and became a greenish being. She became panicky but was afraid to say anything at that moment, but later came forward and told investigators about this event. Needless to say, it was never taken very seriously. It turns out, however, she was not the only one to see things like this. Some UFO investigators have made claims there are aliens here who can disguise themselves as humans by sending out some sort of mental wave, but it so happens there are a very few humans who can sometimes see through this disguise, and this thing has been reported from time to time. Could these be the invisible aliens the astronaut was talking about, or are there aliens walking around who bend the light in such a way we can't see them? Before anyone thinks this is outrageous, let me cue them into the fact we have developed materials which completely bend light and can do this, so we already have this technology, so why wouldn't a race that was far more advanced than us not have it? It would only take a suit made out of this material which covered somebody completely to hide them. I think most people who are interested in UFOs and believe at least some of them are alien machines also believe we are being watched. There is so much evidence to indicate this, it cannot be ignored. Even when the government says this is absurd, they are saying this only for our benefit because they have secretly been investigating UFOs since Roswell and maybe before. Recently, a SpaceX rocket which was going to launch satellites into orbit was said to have been followed by an object which looked quite alien. There has been a long history of UFOs following launched rockets. It has been claimed that every Apollo rocket was followed by at least one UFO and maybe a lot more. The SpaceX rocket was surrounded by many UFOs, and there were quite a few comments about this, such as one comment which claims we will never find out what was really was as long as the United States dominates space. I am not saying I agree with this statement, just telling you what it said. A strange video appeared on the internet. It was claimed it was a UFO which appeared in California just a few feet off the ground above what looks like some sort of plaza. It is hard to tell because there are all sorts of structures which could be mistaken in photos as being unidentified flying objects. An example are objects which appear in Flushing Meadow Park in Queens, New York. They are at the top of two structures and look exactly like UFOs and appeared in the movie Men in Black as flying saucers which were taking off. I don't know what was in the photo that was posted. It could have been a true UFO, but we would have to know a lot more of the story before we could even have an opinion and also know a lot more about the area. It is claimed the object appeared on a CCTV camera. A security agent said he just saw it pop up on his monitor. New York has become sort of a hotspot for UFO sightings, and recently on New Year's Day a very large triangular UFO was seen slowly sailing across the night sky. A video was taken and triangular lights could be seen. A few days later, a very large triangular UFO was seen sailing across the sky in Texas, and investigators believe it was the same craft. How did they know this? Perhaps they traced its path in the sky through witnesses, but I didn't see anything mentioned about this. Sometimes when a UFO was seen, it can actually be plotted as it travels through different areas and states, and if this was the case, it certainly wouldn't be the first one to be identified that way. I do have to wonder why there seem to be so many UFOs appearing near airports and sometimes disrupting airport activities. Remember O'Hare Airport when a UFO hovered for over half an hour over a gate, or the Chinese airport which had to suspend all flights until a UFO left? Just recently, a cigar-shaped UFO was hovering near an airport and it was described as a flaming UFO. The UFO was filmed above Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport in Arizona. One thing we have to remember is there could be a lot of UFOs over airports we don't know about, since the military has so many air bases. When I say airports, I am including them. The military just does not like to speak about sightings like these.